I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, September 10th. And Burns, the time of year is up on us once again for pigskins and tailgates. In other words, it's football season.
You got that right, Kelly. Yeah. And, of course, the team had a good outing in Michigan against Central Michigan. To open on the road is always tough, and I was proud of our guys for kind of getting going, and that second half really moved out. This Saturday, of course, we're excited to welcome Central Arkansas. It'll be our first home game, and it'll be the first time our quarterback, Mason Rudolph, has played before a home crowd. So we're looking forward to that, to see the campus very orange-clad. Be very exciting. And we're also going to dedicate the new academic center for the Center for Veterinary Health Sciences. It's a key addition to the to our great veterinary college. It's going to house the veterinary specialists who serve in the Bourne Veterinary Medical Hospital and conduct research and instruction for veterinary students.
And Burns, OSU opened a unique new space for students this week. What can you tell us about the new active art area?
Well, it's a very unique new space, and it's thanks to the Merrick Foundation, which is headed by Frank Merrick, who is an OSU grad. We had an event yesterday to unveil the tree-shaded outdoor space north of the classroom building, which is just north of the Student Union, for those who know the campus. And it's for students and faculty and staff, anyone who's on campus. It's all part of our America's Healthiest Campus initiatives, and this will be a great place to be active. And take it easy on a hammock. It features a group hammock, believe it or not, and poster hanging around where individual hammocks or slack lines will be available. And also we have stands to display student artwork. So it's going to be a very usable, friendly, welcoming place, and we're encouraging our students to help name that space. So thanks again to the Merrick Foundation. They've been great supporters of OSU through the years, and this is just another example.
And finally, Burns, more recognition coming OSU's way for its Unmanned Aerial Systems program.
Yeah, the Unmanned Aerial Systems are UAS systems at OSU is really a national leader, and it was recognized once again. It was ranked second in the nation and labeled as the, quote, go-to, close quote, university by a successful student. We were recognized for our graduate UAV concentration, that's Unmanned Aerial Vehicles concentration, which is the first in the nation, I might add. And of course, we have our dedicated flight test facility and other facilities here at OSU. OSU was spotlighted for the opportunities that we provide students for research in a wide variety of current and future unmanned system applications. We really want to emphasize undergraduate research here at OSU. We think that's a very important program, and it really adds to the education of our students. And this honor comes on the heels of the $6 million NSF grant to develop an integrated unmanned aircraft systems to improve weather forecasting. These UAVs can get closer to the storms than piloted aircraft, and we think we'll learn a lot about forecasting weather and how weather operates. We are the lead university on the project, but we'll be collaborating with our sister institution, the University of Oklahoma, as well as the University of Nebraska and Kentucky.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University. All right.